This is 91.9 KVCR. I'm David Fleming. October 21st through the 23rd, it's Process to Product in and around Lake Arrowhead with the 4th Annual Mountain Artist Studio Tour and Reception. I spoke with Maureen Stratton, Mountain Arts Network Gallery member and originator and co-chair of the studio tour, now in its 4th year.
We started this inspired by the Ojai Artist Tour, which has been going on for at least 30 years. Brenda Gibson, who's one of our artists, it was her original idea, and she brought it to the members, and a small committee was formed, of which I was one. So I'm now co-chair. And this little committee of ours started this 4 years ago. The first year, we held it actually on July 4th, and it was so successful and so much fun. And every year since then, people have inquired about it and come back. And what they're finding so much fun about this is that they're actually able to purchase the ticket, and within the ticket, they get a map of the area of the artists' homes who are participating. And they get to drive around our mountain communities, look at the beauty, look at nature, and go to where they have their creative space, see what inspires them, talk to the artists, see where they live. It's been really fun. It's been fun for both the artists and fun for the general public, too.
Nice. And it pretty much stays in Lake Arrowhead, but does it venture out just a little bit beyond, out to, say, Cedar Glen, for example?
Yes, it actually covers Lake Arrowhead, Running Springs, Crestline, and I think Valley of Enchantment. I think those are the areas. It does not go up to Big Bear, though. Big Bear has its own little art community up there, and it's about 40 minutes up the hill. So yeah, we keep it within our communities around Lake Arrowhead.
Yeah.
It's easier to get to within the day or two. We have 17 artists that are participating this year, which is really exciting, all over the mountain. Some of them are painters, but we also have other crafts. We have photography, the jewelry making, tile painting. It's other kinds of arts and crafts and creativity too, which is a lot of fun for a lot of different people to look at.
Nice. And this is not only, of course, an opportunity for people to see art and not just finished pieces. We will hopefully be seeing works in progress, but people will be able to buy art, I would presume.
Yes, absolutely. You'll be able to purchase, and you'll be able to see how the artist is creating their product, their painting or their photography or their ceramics. Sometimes they give a demonstration. It depends on what's going on in each studio. So yes, you'll be able to actually meet and greet and speak with each of the artists. And also the ticket, I must say, includes a Friday meet and greet reception, which is at the gallery in Lake Arrowhead Village. It's right next door to the Belgian Waffle Works. And from 5 to 7, you get to come to the gallery. You get to meet the artists. It's a lot of fun. We'll have, you know, some hors d'oeuvres and a little wine. The next day, on the 22nd, all the tour begins at 11 o'clock. You get to take your maps and drive all over the mountain and the beautiful fall colors to enjoy. So you can plan your day or days to say, well, we'll see this part of the mountain on Sunday, and maybe we'll see this part of the mountain on Saturday. Or maybe if you're just here for a day, you'll get to kind of map out where you want to go. So it's really a fun day. So it's just a lot of fun getting to pick and choose who you're going to go see. Or all of them. If you get to all 17, that's the best.
That's Maureen Stratton, Mountain Arts Network gallery member and originator and co-chair of the 4th Annual Mountain Artist Studio Tour. Information at mountainartsnetwork.org. Hear more about the tour and music and conversation with flutist Steve Rushingwind, his latest release just out. That's on the next KVCR. It's tonight at 7 and Sunday evening at 6. I'm David Fleming, 91.9 KVCR.